Greetings, fam, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Wine and Wisdom. I hope you are ready to sip, savor, and elevate your minds. This is our Q&A edition, so without further ado, let's get started with our first question. So, Dr. East, how can I tell if someone is genuinely interested or just playing games? How can I tell if someone is genuinely interested or just playing games? So, no tree, no shade, no need to be offensive. However, honey, if you got to ask this question, that's your answer. Let me tell you something, and this is for, you know, males and females alike. If you have to ask the question about the person's intentions, about their energy, about if they're interested or not, that means that you're feeling shaky about the energy that they're giving. So that means either one or two things is happening. Either they're giving you bullshit energy, so let's call a spade, or you're not being clear about what it is that you require and what it is that you want. So I think those have to be some items that you kind of look at in order to decide if someone is playing games. This is the deal. If you're not secure and sure on your baseline of expectations, right? Moral compass, wants versus needs, because it's necessary for you to understand that we're looking for the want. We don't want the neediness. And I'm going to say this to you, y'all. Write this shit down, okay? Neediness creates deficits, which creates an opportunity for people to fill your cup with bullshit. Okay. So when you're needy, that means you will take anything that someone gives to you. Oh, I need something to drink. I need something to eat, right? Notice I'm not being particular, right? I'm not being specific about the things that I want to actually drink or that I want to actually eat. But when I'm wanting something, I can tell you what it is I want. I want some steak, right? I want some fish. Preferably catfish fried, please, between two slices of bread. Just saying. But you get what I'm saying? You have wants. So first of all, be clear about yourself and your own dynamics of where you are. Are you identifying needs? Okay. Or are you identifying wants? Because if there are needs going on here, then you have a deficit, honey, that you're trying to get somebody to fill for you. And because of that, you're never going to know their sincerity because you're not secure in your own space. Okay. Again, also, if you are being clear with this person and you're, you know, being descriptive about the things that you want and your expectations and your boundaries, and this person is not getting it, you know, they don't understand, or there's their career, or there's all these different things that are getting involved, then a question needs to be asked, and baby, why are you dating? Why are you out here in these streets? Why are you outside, boo? Because if you're not meeting the expectations that I have, then why am I still sitting here becoming and allowing myself to be a candidate for you to pick from? Let me remove myself from this selection process because you're not in a healthy space that you need to be in to meet my expectations. And therefore, I'm not going to lower my expectations. So let me move stage right. That's all I'm saying, y'all. So again, in the idea of if someone's playing a game with you or not, it's really going to be about you being very clear about wants versus needs, understanding your deficits. And also, if you are being clear and they're not meeting those expectations, why are you still there? Right? So, okay, there's that. What about the second question? How do I balance being assertive with being likable in the workplace? How do I balance being assertive with being likable in the workplace? So y'all know I'm gonna have to be a smart ass again. Depends on how you define likable. Okay. Now, sometimes the idea of likable means imposturing, right? Following the herd, falling in line with what the atypical expectation is. Listen, I'm not an atypical person. And I'm assuming, you know, by you asking this question, you're not either. I'm assuming that there are certain things about your personality that certain people have told you is an issue. I need you to look at those certain people. Okay. Is this a group? Like, is this a plethora of all well-rounded individuals all saying the same thing? Then, okay, let's check ourselves. Like, let's do some self-scanning. Let's see where we are. Maybe I'm a bit abrasive, right? Maybe I am oversharing. Maybe I'm not being quiet and allowing that person to finish their thought first before I interrupt them. Okay. You know, or maybe I am initially jumping in and taking the lead on things instead of seeing what my comrades and coworkers and supporters are going to do. And then that way I have to complain about I'm always, you know, stepping on people's toes. You get what I'm saying? So you have to read and check those areas. However, the other flip side of that coin is, who are the people that we're talking about? Right? Who are they? How do they measure up in your life, in your career? Also, what's the definition of likable? I know that I am not everyone's cup of tea. That's why I drink coffee. Okay. So sometimes it's about you understanding where you are in your space and defining what that looks like as far as who is invited in that space, who's going to be welcomed in that space, who's going to find security in that space. And that might not be everybody that you work with. And that may mean that everybody may not like you, but that's okay. Guess what? They don't have to like you, but they damn sure better respect you. That's the question. I don't need to be liked and loved by all. Matter of fact, I don't want to be liked and loved by all, because that means I'm spreading myself way too thin. Okay. Because I'm not an all person. I want to be liked and loved by certain ones, by individuals, because I know that reciprocity is there. I don't need to be liked and loved by every person that I work with, straight up. Keep it a buck. I don't, but we're going to be respectful. Okay. And you're going to respect me as my position. I'm respect you in your position. So I think this is going to be about, you know, you're really looking at who are you trying to be likable for? Is it worth it? What is that that you're trying to achieve from that goal? And then if you have to sell your soul or sell out for who you are in order to be likable for somebody else, then what does that do to you? How does that deteriorate you as a person, as an individual, you know, working in your field and doing the things that you need to do? So that would be the discovery process that I would take, you know, that I would say you would need to go through. As you guys can see, these answers aren't black and white. You get what I'm saying? They're 50 shades of the rainbow up in here, which is why you need to go ahead and, you know, set an appointment with a girl so that we can get you all the way together. Because these are the questions that we need to think a little bit more deeply on, so that we're not just making shallow decisions or surface decisions without going in depth. Y'all feel me? Okay. Let's go to number three. How can I embrace being single without feeling pressure to find a partner? Oh, that's a good one. How can I embrace being single without feeling pressured to find a partner? Well, the first thing is, if you're feeling pressure to find a partner, that means that you're taking other people's ideals and expectations of what healthiness is and what, you know, you thriving and being successful is, and you're adopting that as your own principle. So in the question right now, there's an issue right there. There's a conflict in the question, okay? The bottom line is this. You not feeling pressured means you adopting your own ideology of what's good for you. Being that you're single right now, why are you single? What is the purpose of you being single right now, right? And we just can't be like, oh, there's not a lot of good opportunities out there. Miss me with that bullshit. There are good men out there, period. I see y'all. I know y'all out there. Y'all working, grinding, hustling, doing your thing, just like everybody else. And yes, I'm a chocolate girl. I absolutely believe there's chocolate men out there that can measure my, you know, my energy, my burst, and match, right? Match me, and we can balance each other out. I believe in that. So miss me with that. There's none out there. Okay, that's what the magazines, tabloids, shit like that want you to believe, so that you can, you know, not feel comfortable in your space or hurry up and spend money to be whatever you need to be. So miss me with that. But this is about your mental set about being single. Being single doesn't have to be a deficit. It doesn't have to be a negative like society oftentimes portrays it, right? Being single can be the perfect opportunity for you to build yourself up and prepare yourself not only to be the best you can be, but the best partner for somebody else. Being single allows you to be selective in what the fuck you want and how you want it, how you want those things to come into your life. Being single allows you to check yourself and be like, okay, I got some issues. I got some habits, right? I got some things that I need to determine, are these mainstays and baselines for me as a personality? Because they might be, and that's fine. That's your bag. Okay. Or are they not? So I think you have to look at why you are single in the first place and why that benefit and that motivation was there. Okay. I also think that even if being single is something that you weren't prepared for, you know, you're going through a divorce that, you know, wasn't your fault, or, you know, there's an issue or infidelity or, you know, or whatever, even let's say we lost someone. It doesn't always have to be a trauma, like, you know, someone did something wrong to us. Let's say that we lost someone and you're in this single pot. Again, find your peace in that place, because there's a reason we're single. We're born in this world singular, right? And we navigate this world as a singular person. And then when we meet someone, we have a partner. So I don't know what makes us think that we can't manage being single again, that we can't navigate that world again. Sometimes we have to look back to when we were single before and how we managed, right? And pick up some of those tools so that we can move forward. But we also have to get past the indoctrination that being in a relationship means being healthy, that being in a relationship means being normal and happy. That's not the case, okay? Because you can be single, not in a relationship, be normal, happy, and fly as shit, and still exist. So I think we have to look at the thought processes of why you feel that has to be your case. Okay. And then you're able to dig those things out so you can feel more secure and balanced in the space that you're in. But again, you guys keep sending me these questions, like, share this podcast with other people, and I will see you guys.